Ron Pickett practiced today. It's good to have him back. You know, he's been out for a couple weeks, but I thought he had a solid day's work without seeing the film. I don't anticipate Charles' shoulder to be an issue come Sunday. His plan for work is in line with what he's done here the last 10 weeks.
Is there excitement?
I thought there was a lot of energy in the building yesterday and today in the meetings, but I thought that the practice was very blue-collar-like. We were 11 minutes ahead of schedule, so that's the pace and tempo we wanted to practice at today when I addressed the team this morning as far as what we need to get done today. So I have not viewed the film, but walking off the field, I thought it was a good day's work. Good day of work.
You're keeping this as much as a regular week. You mentioned before that the Sunday kind of helps you do that. Are football players just kind of creatures of habit? They feel good when they're able to continue that block of work when they've expected.
I strongly feel that regularity is important for your team as you go through the preparation phase week to week, and that doesn't change for the playoffs. You know, playing the same opponent 2 weeks in a row, playing Arizona 2 weeks in a row, we were able to, you know, carry a lot of volume into, you know, last week's game and frankly didn't use much of it. So in a lot of our meetings and our practice structure, there's a lot of review. I went back and looked at more of their tape and just trying to make sure we're prepared for whatever direction they go as far as the way they want to attack us. So but as far as our scheduling, as far as our plan, it's pretty standard this week. I think any time you have experience, it definitely helps you. But the reality of this particular game, I think we're definitely at an advantage, but our experience of just flying out to Arizona, playing, you know, going through the locker room, staying in the same hotel, you know, playing there twice this year, you know, we have an understanding of the stadium that we're playing in, and frankly, we're on the same time clock as last week. We'll leave the exact same time. I think our game is probably 30 minutes later than it was last week. So, you know, those are all things that you can draw from. Because at the end of the day, the ball's going to be kicked off, and we need to go out and play our style of football. You know, I don't think so. I don't think I really need to address it with the football team as far as that. As far as what hasn't been addressed already, I look at the course that we've taken through the season. We've played in some big games. You know, you can definitely look at our home opener against Chicago on Monday Night Football. Sunday Night Football. That's a big time game. The two Minnesota games were as well covered or viewed in the history of television. So we've had a lot of big games, and those are the experiences I think we can definitely draw from, and I think we have, and I think we've had the opportunity to take our experiences from the season, you know, into our preparation. But you know, I think just playing there last week helps us because we know exactly the type of environment we're going back into. I would think Garrett's going to line up and play football, and that's you know, that's my view of how he's prepared. He's no different today than he was last Wednesday. So, you know, I think the answer to your question, the week will answer that. But, I mean, that's my anticipation. Well, yeah, that's nice. I mean, you know what the temperature is going to be. That's one less thing to prepare for. But you know, we're going on the road. That's always a challenge. That's an added stress. We're going to be playing in a loud stadium. I assume the roof's going to be closed, so I anticipate it to be a loud stadium. So that's another challenge, and that's really what we're focused on. We have road rules, we have road emphasis, and you know, we'll work crowd noise tomorrow, and that's really where our focus needs to be. So, you know, playing on the road's different. Playing on the road in playoffs will be probably more energy for the home team, and that'll be part of our approach and our preparation.
You've done well on road, even so, for sure. I mean, even at
I just feel that just the way you prepare and the way you build your team from a communication standpoint, it helps you. Everybody goes about it a little differently. Our guys do a good job communicating on the road. We've been in the same offensive system for 4 years, so that probably plays into it. I've already talked about regularity, routine. We attempt to keep our away routine as close to our home routine as much as possible. You know, I think that may help. So we're a good football team. I'm sure that's probably the biggest part of it. Well, we fully anticipate Arizona spread assault. That's what Kurt Warner likes to do, and that's what he does very well. So, you know, we saw a number of snaps last week in spread formations, and I'm sure coming off the Pittsburgh game, you know, everybody's looking at the empty formations. So I have a lot of confidence in our players, have a lot of confidence in our scheme, and, you know, we fully anticipate the game could possibly go that way. No, the roof is closed. It was about 116 degrees, I think, that day.
Yeah. So they pretty much closed.
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I'm not sure when it's open or when it's closed, but you know, I think it benefits them from a noise, you know, standpoint, and that's what we're prepared for. So. No, it wasn't noisy at all. I mean, just I think this the way the game went, the score of the game. I mean, coming out pregame was unbelievable. I mean, there's all green and gold around the railings. You know, their crowd came a little later. So, I mean, I know our players enjoyed the pregame. It was a very friendly atmosphere. You know, it really wasn't very loud. It was loud probably the first couple series. But after that, I mean, you heard go Pack go throughout the, you know, second, third, and fourth quarter. But, you know, this Sunday will be a totally different environment. It'll be a playoff environment. I'm sure the crowd will be in full force, and we anticipate, you know, once again, we're going to practice crowd noise, so we're anticipating a loud environment. Kurt Warner, in my opinion, has Hall of Fame numbers. I think he's definitely someone that will end up in Canton, and I think that alone speaks for itself. So he has seen every blitz. He's probably seen every disguise, but you know that's part of playing the game. That's why you line up and play. So he's very good at defensive concept recognition, you know, safety displacement, and so forth. But yeah, that's definitely part of our challenge. Jarrett's playing well. I mean, I think really. After the game in Pittsburgh, you know, being critical of myself, I felt that I'd probably spread Jared a little too thin as far as the combination of how many reps he was playing on special teams and playing on all the sub-defenses. And we've been smart with his reps. I think, really, frankly, the last two Fridays have really helped him because, I mean, you all have been in our Friday practice. You know, there's a large segment of special teams. There's just a lot of run, you know, a lot of running, and I felt like Jared was getting worn down a little bit there. So I think that's helped him, and it's really helped him to concentrate more on defense because he's been such a special player for us on special teams, and he does a lot for us on special teams. So just watching his reps, I think, has really helped his productivity on defense. We're hoping we're going to take the week. He's treating around the clock. You know, Dr. McKenzie's encouraged. You know, last week he would have probably told you no. This week he thinks he definitely has a chance. So he's made a lot of progress. Well, I think that question was answered in training camp. We had a very spirited physical training camp, and you could see right away just the way, you know, the players were committed to it. Now, we had some bumps in the road during the first 4 weeks. You know, had some guys that were jumping out of their gaps and so forth, and it was an adjustment going from the 4-3 to the 3-4, and the discipline and the commitment and the unselfishness was something that improved on each week. And now that we stand number one in the league in rush defense, tells you that there is no unselfishness. I mean, they're playing with a lot of discipline. Guys are taking up two blocks when they're supposed to and so forth. But, I mean, I think you could definitely see it in training camp when we were competing against them from our offensive standpoint.
Do you sense that other teams that your opponents have now got to the point where it was like
I think that's really a weekly issue. I can't speak for every offensive coordinator or how the Arizona is going to approach this game. You know, I'm sure they're going to have their personnel groups and their concepts that they believe in that they're going to run at us. You know, they've been running the ball better of late. So, I mean, I would fully anticipate that, you know, they'd line up and still try to run it. But, you know, they also, you know, with Kurt Warner in the receiver group that they have the ability to spread you out. Comments or feelings, and you know, I mean, everybody goes about preseason differently. So, I mean, I don't know what the heck you're asking me, to be honest with you. Oh, I mean, I'm worried about my own football team. You know, his feelings towards my team, or my feelings towards his team. I mean, it's a non-topic with me. I told you, I stood in here Monday and Wednesday last week and told you what our goal was. And we went out there to keep our momentum going. I mean, he took a different approach. That's a question for him, Greg. Well, health, continuity. If you recall the first 8 weeks, and we had a period there where we didn't practice with the same five offensive linemen and didn't play the same, you know, five offensive linemen for a number of different weeks. So I've always felt the opportunity from when you build an offense, the center, those two guards, that quarterback, that, you know, the, I always talk about the core of your offense, that they have to practice every day and obviously play every week if you want to get the continuity that you're looking for. And we had so many moving parts in our offensive line, we were just totally out of sync, and I think it carried over to a number of different areas. So really, I just, you know, the credit to bringing Mark Tauscher back has definitely given us a huge boost. But, you know, Chad Clifton was injured, Scott was injured, you know, Jason Spitz got injured, and, you know, Alan Barber went through a performance stage where, you know, he didn't play as well as you would have liked. So, I mean, we had a number of different factors going on, but I really like the way they rallied and continue to work, and they definitely have a huge impact on the way we played here the last 8 weeks. Well, I just think we've matured as a football team. We had some lessons that we definitely need to learn from. I mean, our numbers were not where they need to be in a number of different areas, and we improved. And that's always been our focus. You know, you focus on doing whatever you can to win football games, to improve as you do go through the season. We accomplished that. You know, we're a very young football team in some areas. I really love the way our young guys have stepped up and played. You know, we had five starters on defense that were rookies last week for a big part of that game, and I just think that's helped us immensely. We've had an opportunity, you know, to overcome some big-time injuries, Al Harris and Aaron Campman, but the guys just kept working, kept improving, and I just think we've grown up as a football team.